You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer from ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queercast on the internet. Today is Sunday, June 26, 2005. I do have some things to talk about, and we do have another rare weekend podcast. Since the boyfriend is with his family this weekend, I have more time to do podcasts, so I decided to do another one today. Plus, I had a photo shoot today with my artist friend Bob, so I captured some audio of he and I looking at pictures after our shoot, and we'll get to that later. But first up, I want to talk about yesterday's podcast. For those of you who were able to listen to it, or were able to get through it, I should say, I know that it was heavy on politics and heavy on audio clips, and let me apologize right now. I did get a few emails, and Mike, I don't know where he's from, but Mike tells me that I need to get off the politics. And I agree with him because I listened to the show again, and he's right. I sound like a two-bit political hack, as he puts it. Mike, I know that sometimes I have a hard time articulating my thoughts on politics, so I should probably not do that as much. Forgive me. And thank you for the email, by the way. I don't think he's a new listener, but he is. That's the first time I've heard from him, so thank you, Mike. And then I got two emails from Special Delivery Mark, and what did he talk about? Oh, he was giving me an idea about the eminent domain and how he thinks it's more of a states' rights issue, and I think that will come about, too. But I'm not going to talk about politics tonight, so thank you for your email, Special Delivery Mark. And then he wrote back again saying, because I was trying to think of the new tagline for the show, and he said, put a B on ordinary and make it boardinary, which I think is a good idea, but I'm not going to do it. Thanks for that, Mark. I appreciate it. Did I get any other email? Oh, yeah, I got an email from Kevin, and he says, don't confuse boring with grounded, and he really enjoys the podcast, so... thank you, Kevin. I appreciate that. And we got one from Peter. And Peter, he obviously, well, he doesn't realize that I'm a political hack and I half the time don't know what I'm talking about because he went on at length about the politics I was talking about. So, and Peter, I'm not going to, well, at least on this show, I'm not going to talk crazy about politics. So, I thank you for your email, and of course, I'll write you back. So, moving right along, I know yesterday I forgot to tell you that on the, I forget which day it was last week, I did a Guess the Movie, and I forgot to tell you on the next podcast that nobody guessed the movie right, and that the movie was Kissing Jessica Stein. I actually don't think that movie did very well in theaters. Well, I know it didn't do very well in theaters, and nobody I really know... has seen it or has even heard of it, so I guess it's a little more of an obscure movie than I thought, but I liked it, so and I liked it enough to buy it on DVD, so I guess I did like it. Plus, I tend to buy DVDs, anything that has to do with, you know, a gay story, excuse me, so I liked it. Even though it's about a lesbian story, I still liked it. I think it was cute. So the movie clip was Kissing Jessica Stein. I wanted to also mention that Jimmy McBean of Relish Radio seems to be back. He's been off the air for like a month or so, and he posted a podcast last night, and he calls it his drunk cast, and he certainly was on the sauce last night when he was doing his podcast, because the poor man was rambling, and... he sounded drunk, and he got the dates wrong, and just, it was funny. I thought it was funny, so glad to see that you're back, Mr. McBean. And then I was going to say that, well, I'm not going to talk politics, but I am going to say that when you turn on the news at night, any night of the week, there are certain topics that you always hear. And, like, no matter which day of the week you turn on the news, they can say, it'll be stuff like, okay, somebody died in Iraq. There was either a fire or an earthquake or a mudslide in California. Some young white girl is missing. They will say something about Democrats yelling at Republicans or Republicans yelling at Democrats. They will say that the gas prices are going up. Now, you could miss the first 5 minutes of the newscast and just think of those things, because that's what seems to be on the news every night. And it's the same with the local news, too, except the local news, it would be there's traffic in this area. Some young black man was shot. Some local government's doing this or that. It's like the same shit over and over again. And there was a time there where we had an arsonist in the D.C. area. And it was like every morning you would wake up and watch the news, and they'd say, there was a fire last night. There was a fire last night. There was a fire last night. And it was happening all the time. Of course, not all of them were related to the same arsonist. But anytime there was a fire, they would assume that it had something to do with the arsonist. And it was such repetition, you could have just, record it one day and played it for 3 days in a row. It would have been the same news. Oh, and of course, now that the weather has gotten really hot, the big news is the weather on the local news. Because it is. It's really hot here now. Hot and sticky. But now the main reason for the podcast tonight is because today I had a photo shoot with my artist friend Bob. And we had scheduled two models, but the second model sent Bob an email this morning and canceled on him, so we only had one model to work with today, which was fine. This was the model's first time posing, and he was very nervous. I mean, he was really nervous, which, of course, you would expect. You're meeting two strangers for the first time, and you're going to take off your clothes while they take pictures of you? Yeah, that would make you nervous. But he warmed up pretty quickly and did a really good job. Bob and I took, I took like 239 pictures, and I don't know how many Bob took, but the guy took direction really well. He posed really well. I wouldn't say that he was a natural at posing, but Bob was able to tell him, where to stand and how to stand, and he did a good job. And I would work with him again, definitely, because he was very personable. He's got a nice body. Just because I take pictures of naked men doesn't mean that they have to be perfect. They don't have to have perfect bodies. But this guy had a pretty nice body, and he was talking about his boyfriend too. And said, it sounds like his boyfriend has a really nice body too. So I told him that when you show the pictures to your boyfriend, see if he's interested, and the two of you could come back and we could do another photo shoot. Because I think I was telling Bob that. It would be interesting to see, because we've worked with two models together before, and it's interesting, how they relate to each other physically when they're not a couple. And I was wondering if two guys who are dating, or, a couple, how they would, what the chemistry would be between two men posing for photographs who are a couple. So hopefully we'll get the chance to do that. We'll see. But anyway, I took some nice photos, and after the photo shoot, Bob and I sat around looking at the photographs and discussing them, and I went ahead and recorded the audio of us, the two of us sitting here talking about the pictures. And I know that, you can't see the pictures that we're talking about, obviously, but I am going to post a few of them on the webpage, maybe two or three, but I'm not going to show any dick because... of that new regulation the Justice Department put out, Regulation 2257, I think it is. I don't know how that applies to me, so I'm not going to take any chances. I'm just going to post some, you'll see them. Go to the website and see them, archerradio.com. So now listen to this audio of Bob and I sitting and looking at the pictures after our photo shoot. Here's the audio. Okay, so we're here today with my artist friend Bob. Say hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Or you could just say hi.
Hi.
Now, we just finished a photo shoot with a nice young gentleman, and we're looking at the pictures that I took, and I took 239 pictures, and what do you think of that?
It's okay.
It's okay? What do you think of the shoot in general?
I thought it was a good shoot.
good shoot. I'm drinking some Coke here.
I think I got some good, some really good pictures. And for a first-time model, I think you did a great job.
I did, too. He was a little nervous at first, but once you stopped massaging his balls, you know, he really relaxed. I should tell the listeners that my artist friend Bob is a straight man. But interestingly, he likes looking at naked men. I'm just kidding with you. No, I thought he did relax pretty well, don't you think? Do you think he was like a natural, though, in terms of what to, how to stand and so forth?
He didn't seem to be able, I mean, we couldn't say, okay, take a pose, and he would take it. But when he would relax, he went into very natural, nice poses, I thought.
I did, too, especially there at the end when he was just standing there. Yeah.
So every time he would try to rest, we would say, stop, hold that, start taking pictures again.
Now let's move this a little bit more towards the middle so we can capture your voice.
No.
No, you don't want to be captured on the podcast? Now, we should tell the listeners at the beginning, the very first shots we were taking. The model has a relatively large penis and testicles. And when he first laid down one of his balls...
I didn't think they were that big.
What, compared to yours?
Uh-huh.
Peanuts are bigger than yours. Now that's a nice one.
That is nice.
I like that. Look at that muscle. Now, for the listeners, I will post some of these photos on the website because I don't think they go against the new regulations that the Justice Department put out. So, but anyway, I was saying that when the model first his first pose, one of his balls was like sticking up, and what did I want to do?
Pull it down.
With my mouth.
Oh, well. Yeah, there was that.
And look at that. I move in a little bit.
Look at how the light changed.
And the light changed dramatically. Wow. So what did you like about today's shoot? Bob is so quiet. He's going to make this podcast so boring. You thought my other podcasts were boring?
I'm a boring person.
No, can't you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
What did I like about the shoot? I don't know. I always like working with new models. I always think that's always fun and exciting because you never know how they're going to do or what they're going to look like or how they're going to photograph. The smile really was good, and I really started right from the beginning, I think, getting good photographs of him.
Absolutely. I agree with that from the very beginning. Look at those big balls.
That's nice, but I think had his left arm been open, if that space had been a little bit bigger, it would have been more interesting.
Now, you see, he's going to look at this, and he's going to say, oh, look how fat I am.
I know.
Skinny people. But look at these big
skinny
balls.
People always think they look fat.
I know. And he was hairy. But trimmed nicely. Oh, I like how that curve there.
Yeah, if you crop that maybe above the navel and come down a little bit. No. Down from the top.
Oh.
Down to maybe to where his chin is. A little bit more. A little bit more. Keep going. There.
Like that? I think that's cutting too much out, but let's look. What do you think?
No, it's not that good.
Yeah, we need to do it that way.
Probably one of my photographs would have cropped better.
So now you think you'll be able to create some nice artwork for this?
I hope so.
Now, should I put a link on the show notes with your website?
If you want to. It'll be a while before I get... You know, before I work with these photos.
But. Well, but just so that the listeners can just look to see what kind of artwork you do in the first place.
Okay.
Bob's a famous artist, if you hadn't already figured that out. See, I kind of like that because it's all this empty space.
Yeah, I like the empty space in that. I did a couple of horizontal shots where there was a lot of empty space just because I wanted to try a horizontal format instead of always doing the vertical one. And I like the empty space. Sometimes it's nice.
I did... Now, see, that's where I was standing on the chair, and look, it's all out of focus.
Yeah. I'm sure I'm going to have something like that.
Oh, but that one's
that's nicer.
Too bad.
Well, I think it wasn't so much out of focus as the lighting was all sort of washed out. Is this where you changed the white
the
light?
The white balance.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, there's one of my favorite shots. Now, describe to the listeners what you're seeing. Oh, he's thinking. How do you describe that?
How do I describe that? Sort of average-looking male genitalia.
average looking. I'm sure that thing will grow to like seven and a half inches when it's hard.
You like armpits, don't you?
I do like armpits.
Armpits and feet.
And hands.
Armpits and feet. The stinky parts.
Well, I like penises and balls, too.
Well, they can be stinky sometimes, too.
If you're lucky. No, I'm just kidding. I move in a couple inches and the lighting changes.
A couple inches can make a big difference.
Especially when you're sitting on it. I'm being so crass.
It's your nature, Archer. You can't help it.
That's true. The light change. Look, you know, I move back.
I know.
And the light changes.
There's something about digital cameras that happens, because I'll be trying to take a picture and there'll be some backlighting and it's real dark and I can't see anything, and I'll move just a little bit and all of a sudden there's light on the front of the figure facing me that wasn't there before. I can't figure out how it happens.
I don't know how that happens either. But remember, we were trying to get that straight line. Look
right
at that.
Right.
So that straight line is there. But the lighting is fucked up.
Can you say it fucked up?
You can say shit, fuck, damn, motherfucker, pussy, cunt. You can say anything. Because we're not regulated by the FCC.
Okay.
Ooh, say some cuss words, Bob.
No.
Come on.
No.
Say cunt.
No.
Come on.
I can't say cunt.
Can you say dick?
No, I can't say dick either.
What can you? Can you say fuck?
No, I can't say fuck either.
Oh. Can you say suck my dick?
No, I can't say that.
Now look, that was a... I just moved the camera.
Yeah.
I like that shot better. Now that's interesting. Look at how the light comes through. It's so bright.
Yep.
That it cuts that off. Makes him look thinner.
Look at that one little dark spot there just below.
Yeah, that's right there. That's the wall.
Corner, I know.
Yeah, that stupid corner.
Well, you can go back and fix that.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you think if we closed the blinds or just put the blinds down and just tilted them so that the light wasn't so direct, that would be more consistent all the way down?
I don't know. Mm. We'll have to try that the next time.
Yeah. Because on some of my pictures, it looks like the lighting is too strong.
Didn't we do that one time?
I think we did.
I can't remember who it was, but I remember we had somebody here we were working with, and we did that.
And he was afraid of getting a hard-on, but I didn't play with him enough. And he certainly wasn't attracted to us. I like that one.
Speak for yourself.
Do you think he found you attractive? Bob is like a 29-year-old man. He's 5'10", 145, blonde hair. He's gorgeous. Of course, I'm totally kidding. Oh, I like that. But see, the lighting is too strong.
I was just going to say the lighting's too strong on the chest.
It's too strong.
You lost the detail there.
That's a little better.
Yeah.
I like that, too.
Yeah.
Although, I can't show his face.
Could you put one of those black things across like they do in porno movies? Little,
this is not porn.
Oh, I'm sorry. Of course not.
This is artistic male nudes.
Right.
Right?
Right. Mine is.
Yours are definitely art. Now see...
These close-ups of his dick sort of border on porn.
Yeah, but he's not hard. That's artistic.
Okay.
But can you imagine how big that thing's going to get when it gets hard?
It's not that big, Archer.
I think it's big. It's not big limp. I'm saying when it gets hard, it probably... He's a grower, not a shower.
Oh.
You know, like,
I don't know anything about that.
You know what that means. Don't you?
I know what it means.
But look at that ball sticking out there. Oh. You know, I'm all about the balls.
I know. You really should let go of mine.
You wish.
Your boyfriend might hear this podcast.
My boyfriend will hear this podcast. And I'm going to tell him that you sat here naked the whole time.
He'll know that's not true.
The only bad part about doing a podcast about the pictures we're looking at is that they can't see.
Can't see them, yeah.
Sorry, listeners.
Yeah, well.
Use your imagination. I wish there was a way I could. No, that's not bad. Look at how green the wall is.
I know. I've noticed that in some of my photographs. The color of that wall really changes a lot. It's interesting.
Again, just by moving a couple inches.
Right.
Now, when you put your photos on CDs for the models,
mm-hmm.
do you put them all on there no matter what they look like, or do you delete?
Usually I give them all of them.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to say, those ones that with the lighting's really washed out the body, I would want to delete those. I wouldn't even want to, you know, but.
I feel like they're entitled to see all the pictures I took, unedited. I don't crop them or do anything.
I don't do the cropping either. I was just thinking about deleting the ones that were out of focus or something.
Sometimes, if they're really out of focus or really, you know, I mean really out of focus.
Right.
Then I'll delete those.
Okay.
But if they're just slightly out of focus, I usually leave them in.
And no matter what the lighting conditions, you go ahead and leave them in.
Yeah, I usually leave them in.
Here he looks like a really flat stomach.
Well, even my stomach's flat when I lie down.
But do your boobs fall to the side?
No.
Ooh. Was he getting hard?
I don't think so.
No. Oh, this is towards the beginning.
Right.
Look at those balls. God, I want balls like that.
Oh, these were the very first ones.
Yeah.
You took those while I was sketching them.
Right. Oh, I like that.
Isn't that interesting? That almost looks like it's fake. The white is so bright.
That is kind of cool.
It looks like it was cut out or something.
That is really wild. And because of his hairy chest, it's hairy all the way down.
It's a soft line. It's not a hard line.
Right. Well, there's the pictures. What do you think? I think we got some good pictures.
I think we did get some good pictures, yeah.
Now, when's the next time we're working with somebody?
We don't have anything scheduled.
Nothing
yet.
Scheduled lined up?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So what kind of artistic advice could you give the listeners? Anything?
Buy artwork.
Buy artwork, yes.
Buy lots of it. The more you buy, the more you appreciate it.
Now, anything else you want to talk about? How's your sex life?
Oh, God. Let's talk about something I can brag about.
Okay, well, what can you brag about?
Not a whole lot.
Do you have any gallery openings coming up?
No, actually I don't. Not until September. I've got some sculpture in a show in New Jersey.
Oh.
I guess that's the next thing I've got coming up. September 11th. It'll be on my website if people want to check it out.
All right. And I'll put a link on the show notes. Well, I guess we should wrap this up then.
Start wrapping.
Okay, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
So that was kind of fun. We had a pretty good time. We were teasing with each other. And that's one thing that Bob and I do really well. We work really well together. We have this great banter back and forth. And we tease each other a lot about a lot of different things. And also when we shoot, it's what I call the tripod dance, where the model is in one spot and the two of us dance around, you know, crossing paths with our tripods, setting up the next shot. So I call it the tripod dance, and we do that really well. We don't get in each other's way, and we know that. And the thing is, we're talking the whole time usually, and we're saying, "Oh, this would be a really good shot. Look at how that shadow is," and so forth. And then, of course, I move out of that position, and he immediately takes the position that I just had and gets close to the same shot. But since we haven't had a shoot for a couple of months, we have actually gotten back to the way we would shoot when we first met. For example, when I first started shooting male nudes, I did a lot of close-ups and tight frame shots, and Bob would do full body, and he'd be farther back and have a wider view of the model. Well, as we worked more and more together, we moved to the center, where I was doing less and less of the close-ups and more of the pulling back kind of shots, and Bob moved in a little closer, so we literally became, or moved closer to the middle, and ended up taking a lot of shots very similar But now we're, I mean, since we haven't worked together for 2 months, we're definitely back to our old ways of our own style of shooting. So anyway, it was a good day. We got some great photos, and it was fun to see him. I haven't seen him for a couple of months, so and we don't have anything planned, so I don't know when the next time is coming up, but anytime he works with a model, I'm sure he'll let me know. So it was a good day, and check out some of the photos on the website. So that's all for today. I'll put a podcast together for tomorrow. So until next time, boys and girls, bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.